Hello, everybody. Hello. How have you been today? People keep saying to me, oh my gosh, the energies are crazy. And guess what? They have been in my world too. And you know, I have found it absolutely exaggerated lately about how when we have losing or when something goes wrong and we're losing out in the moment, whether it's a small thing or a big thing, there's a higher end in that. And then we can move up to that higher end. And sometimes it's really hard to do that. And it's all a matter of energy, isn't it? It's all a matter of consciousness. And one more thing I want to speak about is how when we look at one another, when we think about one another, we really help each other ratchet up in terms of consciousness too. If I look at certain people and go, okay, that person is boring, that person is really dull, I'm literally dulling their life, their light in the moment. I don't mean I'm the only one in charge. I mean how we see each other has a huge, huge impact on how we live our lives, how other people see me, how I see you. And so I want to swing back in. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. So tonight we're designing Radiance, which is kind of fun because for those of you who were listening last week, I was bringing through that idea that for many years I have watched these swashbuckling white wave energies flowing through universes and bouncing galaxies. And, you know, we're kind of living in the froth of some of those waves and so on. And I've never heard anybody else say that. But I'm a good psychic, and that's the sort of thing I see sometimes. And usually I see it as a piquant explanation of things that are going on the planet. Because I bet you've all heard the line, as above, so below, right? So the other thing that keeps occurring, and we talked about it last week, is this awareness that as the universes have these, or yeah, the as infinity is full of the shifting and increasing or expansion of whatever realities they are, as the waves keep moving and the frequencies keep moving higher and higher velocity and so on. You know, you and I here on the little planet where we're just these little dot beings are feeling higher and higher frequency than we used to as well. The world is moving very, very fast. There are changes on the planet that are really fast. Some of them too fast for us to manage, like population and global warming and pollution and destruction, fracking, all of that's happening too fast for us to really protect the source of our life on this planet. But we can maybe change that as well. But the frequencies that are coming through, are giving us all, if you and I are a microcosm, if you and I embody small, infinitously, you know what I mean? Tiny wee bits of frequency that are moving the same way as those huge, huge, bigger than a bread box, universal flows. If we embody those in ourselves, our atoms and quarks and molecules and quantas and all that, whatever they are, whatever the names are, if I'm embodying that, what it tells me is that I'm also capable of shifting and changing reality. I want to draw that down into the belly area, which houses the subconscious. And I want to say that I remember when I interviewed Stephen Pollett and he was doing all his calibrations, he said that it was really amazing to get your calibrations up to 800, I think it's Hertz, 800 something or another. And yet he finds that no matter how many enlightened or quasi-enlightened people he knows on the planet, because he's calibrated thousands and thousands of people, he has never met anybody whose subconscious is above 200. So if 800 and 900 and 1,000 are enlightened, 200 is pretty low. And he said he hasn't met anyone whose subconscious is higher than that. But what's remarkable is okay, I'll make another jump. The next fellow I'm going to interview, they don't all have to be fellows, but in this case it is Michael Cotton, like the fabric, Cotton. And he does a system called Higher Brain Living. That's right, Higher Brain Living. And it occurs to me as I'm talking to him and seeing his YouTubes and so on, that as we're talking about these huge downloads of frequencies that are moving faster than they used to, that are flowing through the universes, right? As above, so below, and as they're flowing through us, many of us are very excited about the styles of healing that are presenting. Some of them are as old as time, but there's been a proliferation of styles of healing where people are bringing in, accessing what? Just like with the energy for cars, free energy from, or for electricity, free energy from the universes. We're going to look at it that way, right? And so I'm thinking that, and talking to Michael Cotton, he says it's interesting if you touch certain points on people, what happens is you set off these waves. Let's go back to the term waves, and the waves move through people and their bodies undulate, sometimes very dramatically. You can check this out on YouTube. They undulate very dramatically. And he says that it's scientific, and I haven't done enough reading to figure out if I can say this with authority, but in any case, he says that it's such almost an ecstatic feeling when a person lying on the table's body waves like that, and what's happening is a real release of old patterns that are stored in us in the form of energy. Now, I'm jumping to a whole bunch of conclusions with the help of my guides and angels that some of those patterns of old energy can move through our bodies, taking with them some of the patterns from our lineage, from our karma. Remember, this, they've been saying for a long time now, we don't have to live into karma anymore. We can step out of karma entirely. Seems to me we can raise our fields and frequency, move the energies through our bodies, radiate to one another so I can see you instead of being jealous of your success, for example, which is pretty typical in this world. If I have it, you don't. If you have it, I don't. Oh my goodness, what a dog-eat-dog world we've come from. We have the ability to clear a lot of those old traumatic recordings that sit in the belly area and sit in the, oh, I don't know, every cell and bones and organs and so on. We can call those feelings up, name them if you want, call them up, give them motion, and release them through ourselves. And then when we see one another, I can see that you are going to step in to being very, very powerful, and I can release my fears enough to really shine recognition on you. I see what you're doing, and I am very proud of you. I see what you're doing, and that tells me I can do it too. I see what you're doing, and I know who you are. And the thing about that is that then those people can shine. They shine better when we buff them a little with our respectful honoring. That doesn't mean you don't first say, you know, I'm kind of jealous. Huh, I'm kind of envious. Bring that up. Feel it. You know, I'm afraid I won't get anywhere. You're getting somewhere. I'm always such a schmuck or whatever, right? Just let yourself have those feelings first and foremost, and don't lie about them, and don't stuff them back into the belly, which we're trying to transform, are we not? It's really interesting times. Woo! And so what we're going to do when we do our meditation tonight is we're going to do some of that kind of helping people create their reality. We're going to pick some real life cases and put them in the structures, and we're going to help them create and design their way out of some really difficult situations. So I want you, when we're doing the meditation, to bring up, you can always email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, mention a difficult situation you yourself are in, and we can throw it in the structures. I will not mention your name unless you want me to, and see if we can't together, because my feeling is with all these waves moving through from the universes and down through you and all the microcosms of our collective thoughts and feelings and intentions, we can radiate that. We can be our own radionics machines in so many ways and radiate a healing and a success in all kinds of traumatic situations. Are you up for that? Now, I know this is a call-in show, and most of you don't get around to calling in, but you can certainly email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'm looking forward to seeing your emails here. I just got one. Oh, my. It wasn't about that at all. She doesn't even remember I have a radio show, that girl. Oh. I've had some really, I want to throw one other thing in, and it's because the frequencies are on the rise and a lot of trauma is on the rise. We have a lot of media. We've got a lot of huge controls. We've got a lot of vested interests. We've got a lobbying, reality, even the use of words. I was thinking about, what is it called? United Citizens, Citizens United. Is that not ironic? I guess I better be careful not to be talking politics, but I think that's just hilarious. That's just as gross as the word entitlement and how it was used in the last election. But what happens is we use our words against each other. We use our words as little. Remember, the pen is mightier than the sword. And we've been using our words in our society to cleave separations between this group and that group. And really and truly, that microcosm of energy shifting that's going on is as much in you as it is in me. And as it moves through the darker aspects of your life and mine, and as we almost have to give it life, we have to get it to move through. We can't just sit there numb and pensive and not let anything happen. We've got to really grab it and move it through your body, mind. And as we do, I think we're going to learn a lot about unity, about oneness, and we're going to learn the irony of all this separative talk that we've had. Oh my goodness, we're not going to be so easily deceived. What was the other thing I wanted? I want to talk about a lot of things tonight, and I think that change is at hand. And I can't say enough that for you and I, what we want to do is be embracing change in the moment and wherever we feel stuck. Try to remember that it's not necessary to be stuck when everything is rolling and moving and changing right before our very eyes. So let's see if we can reach for the higher level of ourselves. I recently had an astrology reading with someone, somebody I love very much. But I noticed that the astrology reading, here's what I want to say about that. Talking about the universes and so on. When astrologically there's a configuration, and I really sat and thought about this a lot. There's an astrological configuration which says something like Pluto's in your house of home for 5 years. Okay. And we went, oh, tisk, tisk, that's too bad, that's too bad. And I thought about it a lot. I thought, well, Pluto is the planet that radiates transformation. Talk about a microcosm. Okay, to me, it directs those transformational energies inside of me. I'll just pick me as an example here. And I want that. My whole life is about transformation. I want that. I'm not here just for mint juleps by the pool. At least if I am, I've failed on that. But that wouldn't interest me too much. I really want to see how we can become and become and become. So the more I sat with that, instead of going, oh, I started to go, oh, isn't that interesting? Because I'm a transformer. That's what I want to do. It's all about me. Everything I'm learning for you and for anybody else, I have to be able to work on myself, don't I? So I keep moving and changing. And then there are certain subjects in my life, home, health, family, just like you, money. What else do we have? evolution, transformation, world approach, all of these things are transformable, are they not? I don't need to stay at the lower end. Oh my gosh, you're going to have Pluto in your, this is not what it was told me, but I'll tell you anyway, Pluto in your money house. So, oh my goodness, your second house. So I must be in big trouble. Everything's going to fall apart. Well, that doesn't mean that. It means that there's transformation in there. You see? I'm just going to leave it that simply. And because I've decided I really, if there's anything I need to do in this period of my life, it's to take all experiences as if they're points on a continuum and slide my attention up the ladder. Because in that continuum, for example, instead of going, oh no, Pluto's in my house of learning, that means it's not going to work. No, that's not true. Pluto's in my house of learning is going to be something that I will transform because of what I learn, or I will transform what I learn, or I will transform and teach what I learn. You know what I mean? There's a, you rise, your, lift your hand, as we say that, and see yourself going up the continuum of that particular subject. We have so much to learn. All of you have got bellies. What's in that belly? Karma, 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 hamburger, everything left over, right? And sexuality, other people's feelings, other people's influences, and that kind of thing. So take a look at your own belly. And how many of you are, forgive me, I'm going to get graphic here, how many of you are constipated, which means that instead of that continuum moving up and transforming the old subconscious edicts of your life, you just keep, you're just hiding them in there. Oh boy. That's going to be a little bit awkward, isn't it? That means I don't want to come back and have karma. And that means that if I keep everything locked in my body, maybe I've got a nice smile on my face, but even your eyes will change color, I promise you, if you do a lot of clearing in the belly area, which means your subconscious feelings, your lineage, your mom, your dad, your teachers, your sexuality, your hamburgers, all of that stuff. If you keep clearing that and clearing that and clearing that and clearing that and clearing that, guess what? You look different. Your eyes will change. Healing happens. Sometimes people's fortunes change. But not only that, I don't think I'm going to get out of this place alive. You know, we don't, do we? But I don't want to take with me my old karma. I'm done with that. Not so much a matter of whether I'm coming back to this planet. It's I don't want to take this same old bag of stuff going all the way back to Michael Cotton, who I started talking about 5 or 10 minutes ago. He talks about the higher brain, and I'm jumping to conclusions. He didn't say this. I'm just doing this with him. But he was talking about learning to live from the higher brain rather than the lower brain. And to me, that goes back to the belly. And he talks about the frontal lobe. And the frontal lobe, ironically, I heard a thing on NPR today, too, about the brain, teenager's brain. And they talk about a teenager's brain is not very fully created yet, and not until their late 20s. And, of course, they're throwing in drugs and alcohol at a terribly early age. And it's really dulling down the brain potential. I don't know if you can get better from that, but I always assume you can. But the frontal lobe, they're talking about whether it's from that perspective or Michael's perspective or back to Stephen Pollett's conversation about the subconscious being stuck and very limited en masse amongst many, many, many of us, right? So I'm just sort of swinging around in circles saying, it's all kind of the same. I feel this. This is my premise, or this is my thesis tonight, is that our abilities, because we know that we've got a lot of dark matter in us that's inexplicably in there, just like the universes have a lot of dark energy out there that nobody knows what it does. But I think that our frontal lobes and our brains and our hearts and our minds are expanding with all these universal energy flows that are changing and growing and changing and growing in such a way as we are evolving, and we can help each other do that. But it's called conscious evolution, isn't it? It's not just evolving because you're having a snooze and God's evolving you. There's a lot of conscious choice being made here, choices of clearing and choices of creating. So let's all do our meditation together. I'd like to do some talk about conscious creation. I'd like to do some conscious manifesting for a few people that are really going through some of those challenging times. And I think if you and I put on our healer's hats and used our intentions and our hearts and our higher selves and really focused in on this or that difficulty that people are going through and solutions for it, the solutions being multidimensional, not necessarily just throwing a lobbyist at it, but our lobbyists are going to be invisible beings, some of them anyway. Great streams of frequency. So let's do our meditation together. Let's go back into the structures this week. A few deep breaths. And let's call in pillars of violet flame. And in the corners of your room or any area you are, in every corner, I want you to draw a film with your mind as a sculpting tool. I want you to see a violet flame pillar in each corner of your room, a violet flame pillar. That's right. And those violet flame pillars burn and glow and burn and glow and burn and glow. And they're in every corner of your room. And you can see them burning and growing and burning and growing. Transforming. These are the beauty of transformation. Just exists in these wonderful things. And have them grow and burn and grow and burn and move to the left until they go all around the wall. And as they do, they grow bigger and they connect together. And they will spiral into the middle of your room. They spiral right in until they turn into a huge bonfire. And it's a spiral. It's a violet flame bonfire burning and growing and burning and growing. And it's purifying your room. It's purifying you as well. And I want each of you to take your turns and go jumping in it and find it buoying you up as if you're jumping on a trampoline and you're bouncing up. It's not a trampoline, it's a violet flame, but it'll hold you up as you bounce and bounce and bounce in its flames and feel all the radiances from leftover thoughts and feelings burn, burn, burn away. Good. And now up above you, you can drop back down in a soft way to the earth. And above you, I want you to see a golden ball. It's a beautiful, beautiful golden ball, sparkling and radiant. And down below your spine, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into your lower golden ball. Now you're on a skewer, aren't you? All of you are. And now drop from the upper ball down to waist height. I want you to drop a golden pyramid. And then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. So you have a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down. And they move together. They become a diamond. And you're inside. Remember, you're skewered. And right inside that diamond, create a crystal ball. Oh, it's beautiful. It shimmers and shimmers, has every hue in the spectrum. And inside of that, there's a star, star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. That's one way of envisioning it. And you're inside that. Now, I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Remember, you're skewered with a golden filament of light. Then you're inside the star and you're spinning and spinning. And that's inside this beautiful, beautiful crystal ball. And that's inside our double tetrahedron, which is a big diamond shape. You're busy, aren't you? Now spin and spin and spin, and I want you to look in front of you. In front of you as you spin and spin and spin, there's a magical screen. And the first film that you're going to put up on that magical screen is you becoming what you want to become. I want to become consciously multidimensional. Oh, I sound like a child, don't I? That's what I feel like. I want that. Yes. And whatever you want to become, when you see yourself actually getting there, even if you're fledgling, wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now the second screen is you creating something that you want to create. What is it you'd like? Would you like home and family? Would you like to build a business of some sort, write a book, make a movie, cross the world, time travel? Doesn't matter. I want you to see yourself. All the resources that you need are flowing to you, whether it's time, money, place, people, anything that you need to help your project come to life. And just see it all happening. Good. All the little pieces that are missing are just coming together. Wow. Now see it coming to full fruition. And now let's see all the resources coming together to keep your project going. That's for as long as it would naturally pulse away out there, either in the business world or in your emotional life or in your spiritual life. It doesn't matter, right? Good. Give yourself a hearty cheer. Woohoo! And now wrap that in light. Wrap that in light. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, with all these amazing frequencies moving around, you've got yourself some very high beings as well who want to come in and join your team of beings. Yeah, they're coming in with some new energies. I can feel it now. Can you? So those new energies are coming in, and also your healing guides are coming in to stand around the healing table. The first person that comes in and lies on the healing table is you. Yeah. And you lie on that healing table and you tell that healing team what it is you'd like to have happen. And if you don't have any idea, they'll tell you. Just ask them. They love you. They love you. They love us all. Because their idea of love is not just to be attached to one or another. It's a field. Talk about big waves. It's a field, a flow that comes in and surrounds us. I can feel it. I'm sure you can too. So I'm lying on that table and I'm getting some advice from them. Are you? And now let's wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And then have our healing team replicate themselves again. And I'm going to start bringing in some people with some crises, okay? And we're going to affect an outcome. We're going to call it an intervention. And we're going to affect an outcome by all of us calling in the higher, the highest, for the highest and most noble purpose for these people. Now we have here husband and wife splitting up, but the husband was really distressed. So what did he do? He disappeared with nobody knew he was leaving. And he took all the records of the business that he and his wife shared. So now there's some tremendous problems going on with the IRS, and he is withholding the stuff he took, but it's going to lead to some awful problems. And so what we would like to do is see if this intervention of us bringing light and seeing the whole situation as meltable, seeing it as something that the universe can provide clarity on the situation. We're going to see that the light streaming in from the universe. There we go. And filling the main characters in this business with light. What we want to do is like when we use the big table, political table at the end, we want to actually just fill these beings with light, because the husband, frankly, he just seems like he's lost his balance. So what he's trying to do to get even with his wife, or at least that's what he's perceiving, is going to cost him big, big problems if he doesn't calm down. So what we believe that, and if he doesn't stop being vengeful, because the vengeance is going to hit him over the head like a really hot iron. You know how that works. I'm always praying, dear God, please get me the message so that I don't have to have the 2x4 over the back of my head. There we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now I want you to feel the energy. You can use violet flames. You can use some spiraling golden lights. Any way you want to bring really healing energy to these people, and also to gather up. See, we're going to gather these up in a metaphorical way. All the paperwork, the computers, the issues of business involvement between them, between the IRS, between the legal companies, between any of the any other people that are tangent to this business in any way, shape, or form. And we're going to ask for energetic help, please. We're going to ask for high-frequency energies to move into this incredibly complex situation and melt the bondage parts. Just melt. That's it. Melt some of the strings. And we're open for any ideas. There we go. Okay. And then I'm asking if there's something else we should do. Okay. So what we want to do also is call in the energies again and run them up through the perineums of our major characters. Yes. And you can see that sometimes we block. When we're bringing the energy up to the perineum, we sometimes block, say, in the lower belly, subconscious stuff, right? Or in the solar plexus, my personal power and personal choices. We lose track of our personal choices, don't we? If we're in reaction, we're not having personal choices, are we? We're just kind of, yeah, that's it. So we're running energy up through. All the way up through. Now let's go back down to the perineum and do it one more time. All the major characters. Okay, good. All the way up through the bodies. All the way up through the bodies. And have it swirl round and round in the head. Pop out of the head. Pop out of the head. Okay, now let's one more time. We're just going to send some very powerful light fields into the center of this situation and have it penetrate and permeate all the pieces of this puzzle, that it become a harmonizing agent for all concerned. There we go. Now wrap that in light. And when we do, we wrap it in light. We move it over to the left because that can keep it stewing. Remember, our team can replicate themselves. It can keep that light, can keep the project stewing and make it much more harmonious for everybody concerned. Okay, now there's a number of youngish people that are maybe single parents or whatever, and everybody's working so hard. All of you that I'm seeing here right now are working long hours, working very hard, it seems difficult to sustain the lifestyle you're trying to create, especially with your kids. Relationships are tumbling under the pressure, and on it goes. So let's bring in a number of you. We'll bring in it. Let's bring in a number of you beings. There's noise out there. I could check. A number of you beings that have a similar situation. All right. And now how many tables we've got? A number of tables. But you don't have to have the same tables I do. You can have your own tables, can't you? Let's put them in there. Okay, now, these people, the situation is so trying that I'm seeing several people getting ill or getting too, you know, skinny and nervous, having a hard time getting along with people. There we go. And what we're doing is infusing them with light, with harmony, with happiness, with deservability. Remember, we were talking about how the fields are coming through very fast. Everything's changing really fast. Well, that's true in the workplace, too, and the kind of the softeners, the security and the insurance supports and the Sunday dinners, all that stuff's gone by the boards. Everybody's just racing and trying to buy. What are we buying? I don't know what. But we're trying to buy everything instead of creating things. And it used to be fun to bake a cake, so, or to baked potatoes, or we used to have a lot of fun pulling together meals, and now people are rushing around buying and buying, right? It's crazy, isn't it? And just see the lights moving through people. Just calm them down. I often choose to move the light up through the perineum because it's such a nugget point. Your whole energy system that's patterned by past actions or lineage or whatever, it can really be shifted. You can take out, when you go to the perineum, which is that flat space between the anus and the vagina or the anus and the penis, depending on which side of that fence you're on. Talk about separations, right? If you can send it up through there, that's a nugget point that just seems to undo some of the complicated patternings that you and I have in myself. And so send the energy up through there, and it seems to work better as far as absolutely infusing various parts of your body. And because we're doing that, I'm picking up something and I'm yawning and I want to burp, and that's kind of what happens. It's actually good evidence, even though it's kind of either embarrassing or hilarious, depending on what you might think it is. Okay, so keep running that energy. There we are. Good. Right up through the bodies. And then what we're going to do is fill their homes with light. Fill each of their homes with light. And this is something you can do anyway. You can always just sort of radiate and send light into people's houses and make it easier for them to find places of harmony instead of places of tragedy or fear. Okay, that's good. So now wrap all of those scenarios in light, move them over to the side. And now we're going to do the political one. I wonder what we should, what would you like to do with the political one? How about we have, once again, we'll do the global warming thing, eh? Yeah. Kathy is? Wonderful. Okay, I'll take a break here and we'll do a call. Kathy, you're on the air. I was going to say you're on the phone, but you knew that. Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you? You're amazing.
So are you.
I have a question for you, a worrisome problem for our family. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what you may think of the situation.
Okay.
I have a mother who is having distress with her brother. He came to visit in Virginia.
Okay.
And he goes back home, not speaking to her. These people are in their 70s, and we have no idea why he has dropped communication completely with her. They would talk two or three times a week for hours, and there has been no communication.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very, very difficult for my mother. Over the months, she has come to terms with it as best she can. But it's a brother that she loves dearly, and she just doesn't understand, and none of us understand. He refuses calls. We don't know. We don't know what his anger is or what is going on.
Well, here's something weird. The guides are showing it in a very funny way. I'm sorry, there's kind of a block in the way my voice is. Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear me. But in any case, he has is he a Virgo by chance?
I'm not sure.
You don't know when his birthday is?
No, I don't.
It doesn't matter, Kathy. Here's what I'm seeing is that if I look at your mother, is very vulnerable right now. She's a little fragile, is she? She has been
very,
for a while. Yeah.
She has been, yeah.
Yeah. He's got, we would say at times, we'd say a bee in his bonnet, but it's not in his bonnet, it's in his belly. He's got like a real knot in there. And I asked if he was a Virgo because very often a Virgo kind of person will hold in really tightly because they're trying to be, safe, inward, try to be cautious. They've got a lot of reasons for doing that. But he's got some kind of knot in there that's been there for a long time. And she triggered something. And I don't think she meant to. She doesn't look like she has a vengeful or malicious bone in her body, actually. She looks quite...
Not.
Yeah, she looks really soft, but he has a hidden issue and defense, and she stepped in it somehow. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Something that was said. You know what it's like, Kathy, where you think, when you're a little kid, we think, well, gee, they should know what I feel like. They should know this. Mm-hmm. They should know that. So he buried that for a long time. And as people get older, you know, they get vulnerable or not vulnerable. We get more sensitive and a little less feisty about, we're not trying to be as full of bravado or something. But mm-hmm. This guy... can't hold back where he used to keep it inside. She triggered something. And to tell you the truth, I think he doesn't have the right to hold something inside for that many years and allow a trigger. But he did allow a trigger to come up. Unknown, unbeknownst to her. I'm a full believer, and you got to say something anyway. Give everybody a clue because, you know, they're in their 70s. You know, they want to die with this crap, do they?
Right. Right.
But he's got something going on in his belly, you know? Like it might even be a tumor. Because they're showing it as a little black knot, like a knot. It's small, but it has something to do with some deep feeling of something that happened when they were small. And he is somehow twisted in his thinking and received something she said as a trigger, but she has no idea what, you know. And I don't think he knows what it is. I think he just thinks she's got to be wrong. And
well, we also disowned the other brother for no apparent reason. There's three of them living. One had died. The one brother does not communicate with my mom or the other brother. Just suddenly, after a visit to Virginia.
But you know what's really interesting, and this is for everybody to notice, is that if you've got a hidden issue, you're going to be the one who very much cuts everybody out of his life because you can't, you know what I mean? You can't be safe that no one's ever going to bring it up. And I don't know what happened in their childhood, but he's kind of the family weirdo or something, scapegoat, right?
Well... He was the youngest. He was left at home. The others, you know, this was, you know, they're in their 70s, so he was left at home alone to be the last child. Parents died when they were young. When my mother was 12, she lost both of her parents.
Oh, my.
And the four of them raised themselves with very little back in the day. And she was born in 39. So,
and when was her brother born, the one that's angry?
I think he's 2 years older than her.
Okay.
So
they didn't really have much help in terms of getting over things. Of course, who did? I mean, think about it.
Right, back then, that's right. Right. I don't know if she has felt guilty her whole life because she became pregnant with me, and my father was the person who would not allow her to help him. My father was a very evil man. And why we, you know, so basically he had to grow up alone at 17. Mm-hmm. Didn't even attend his own graduation. She has said over and over and over and over in every way possible, I am so sorry. And he's fine with that. You know, he seemingly is fine. He's joined the military. He's been everywhere in the world. He has amazing finances. He came out of this on top of all of the siblings. But the hurt is very unimaginable for my mother. We have no idea.
Well, let's do, we're almost going to be pulled off the show. We've got like 5 more minutes, but I'm going, let's do some healing. Something we can do, Kathy, and I was talking about it earlier, is how we project and send things. Most of us project in an ignorant way. I'm not picking on us all, but, you know, we just project. But if we summon it up inside and then we send light, I would want to send light to that brother's belly. Because I'll tell you what, he's the one who's very successful, is he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so, I mean, people, what's the old line? You can't tell a book by its cover. Things are not as they seem. And I know we can help each other by, let's do a meditation, all of us, where we call in light from way out into the great universes and bring light down through the tops of our heads, run it through our hearts round and round, and then send it out to this brother's, just even as simple as his belly, or if you guys want to send it to different places like surrounding him, just keep melting that. I just see this knot in his belly, and I'm like, no one has been able to crack open that guy in a way. And he's getting burned out inside. Has he gotten married?
Yes.
Does he have babies, children?
He has 2 adult children. One is disabled, in her 40s, but very childlike. He married while he was in the service.
Is he still with his wife?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
I'm not sure happily. I don't know.
No, he can't be happy, you see? He can't. Do you see why? Because someone that's holding a vengeful little knot like that inside can't really let go and be happy. Maybe when he's on a roller coaster, but you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have that peace inside of him. So to me, he looks a little bit elegant. And he's scary. When I go into his belly with my light, I get a headache. So I have to keep bringing more light in, clearing my own head, and going back into his belly, because light is, energy is very, very powerful. And you know that. I know you know that. There you go.
Yes.
And let's keep putting it in his belly. And then after we've just packed his belly with a kind of light, which should literally start, boy, oh boy, it's very rich and thick in there. It should literally start melting things in there. And then I want us to clear our hands. I don't know. Can you feel this? It really feels heavy to me. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so now let's wrap him in light and move him away, that whole scenario. Move it in your... It's fun. We're doing magic here, right? Move it over to the right. And now I want us to wrap your mom in a very loving light. We can use the violet flames. We can use any kind of gold lights that we like. Just wrap her up in it and wrap her up in it. Because sometimes we have to absolutely, and this is really important, we have to really detach. We want to make that better with that guy, but we have to absolutely attach from him and surrender any outcomes that we have. Because in that, before we surrender, we have a control. So he's getting that push-pull going on inside, you see? So you want to release that and release that. And release that. So we want to wrap your mom in light and wrap your mom in light and scour away her attachments of what he to what he's thinking and doing. There we are. And you know what? I think your mom's got a lot of pink light in her and a lot of purple light. She has a lot of consciousness in there, that woman. Would you believe that?
She's amazing.
She truly is amazing. And this man... And this is so true with many of us, that he is the one who has the most trauma. He is, whether you call that success or not, I don't, you know. It's I don't want to live like that because I want him. If I had my way, he would be all cleared up inside so that by the time he dies, he can just fly, right?
Right.
Not be pivoted around like that. But he's definitely been hurt. And I think she said something that reminded him of something, but that takes nothing. It's like having a little hot ember in there. And it's easy to... So I recommend, Kathy, that you keep doing that. And get your mom to do that, too. Get herself to see if you can... I don't know if she'll accept this, but get her to detach from any outcomes with him and then just turn and flood him with light when she was ready. You'll see what I mean. You have to really separate in order for it to really go.
Mm-hmm. And I really am... My brother is telling her to just let it go. Let it be.
Well, I think that's absolutely the best advice, except that I like to have a few mechanical tools. So I want to say to her, you can melt those strings. One of the strings comes from wanting the results to be different. So you get in there and melt up your own strings and let go of what you expect in there. Fill yourself with light and then send them light. That's better than, you see what I mean?
Right.
It's just mechanically a little bit different. It's the same idea. But she's a sweet, sweet woman. And he is potentially a very sweet man. These are not bad people.
No, not at all. Just bad circumstances.
Well, we need to whop him over the head with a Nerf bat, I think.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much for your call. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, make a difference, everybody. Make a difference out there. Remember that the fields and frequency and light downloads are really moving quickly, and you can use them. You can use them on each other. And remember, how you see other people has a huge impact on their life. We might not notice that. So if you see someone and you feel sorry for them, guess what? They feel smaller around you. If you see someone and you can actually find their divinity or the light within them, or you can recognize that they have a higher self and a light within them, and they could be, as Mother Teresa said, they could be learning more than I am this life. I don't know what they're doing, what they're trying to do. And if you can send them the respect and the love and the light instead of a disdainful look, you're going to empower more people than you can believe. And I'm telling you what, I just wanted to say tonight that the fields and frequency are moving such that if we catch the wave, you and I can evolve even faster. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, pay attention if you can to paradigm shifters. You're going to hear Michael Cotton talking about higher brain living this coming Tuesday. And of course, it's going to be followed with the podcast. Some of you are really eager to hear Tom Palladino's podcast as well. He's doing some amazing stuff with scalar waves. He was last week's interview, so he's going to be up on the podcast very soon. And my website is veronicaentwistle.com, so send me a little message there. Tell me who it is you'd like us to be interviewing. Who'd you like us to talk to about life on this planet and what's going on, or tell me about yourself, or call for a reading with me, feedback, love. Good night. Thank you so much for listening.